Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Now let's see what's going on here. Okay, I see.
This is Bhaktisrimad Bhagavatam, 9th Canto, Chapter 9, Text 34. Right? I think the last text you read was 33. Tell me. Who attends class here? Who was here yesterday morning? No?
Raj Krishna was here and I didn't
know. So it's a whole new crew.
It's 33, Maharaj.
33 was the last one?
Yes.
Okay.
On the board is written 42.
Yeah, that I noticed. Okay, so this is 34. Brahmani vikshatitishum purushadena bhakshitam shochantyasmanam urvisham ashapad kupitasati. So the has there been, you just haven't been attending class, or you've been elsewhere, or tell me what's been happening. Are you up to date with what's going on in this book?
Yeah.
You are up to date.
King Sudasa.
Okay. Okay, so you are up to date. When the chaste wife of the Brahmin saw that her husband, who was about to discharge semen, had been eaten by the man-eater, she was overwhelmed with grief and lamentation. Thus she angrily cursed the king. Yasman me pakshita papa kamartaya patistvaya tavapi mityur adhanat akrita pragya darshitaha. O foolish, sinful person, because you have eaten my husband when I was sexually inclined and desiring to have the seed of the child, I shall also see you die when you attempt to discharge semen in your wife. In other words, whenever you attempt to sexually unite with your wife, you shall die. Evam mitrasaham shaptva pati loka parayana tadastini samithegna prasya parthur gatim gata. Thus the wife of the Brahmin cursed King Sodas, known as Mitrasaha. Then, being inclined to go with her husband, she set fire to her husband's bones, fell into the fire herself, and went with him to the same destination. Vishapo tradashabdante maitunaya samujataha Vigyapya Brahmani Shapam Mahishya Sa Nivaritaha. After 12 years, when King Sodas was released from the curse by Vishishta, he wanted to have sexual intercourse with his wife, but the queen reminded him about the curse by the Brahmani, and thus he was checked from sexual intercourse. Ato urdvam satatyaja stri sukham karmana praja vashishtasta danu gyato madhyantyam prajamadhat. After being thus instructed, the king gave up the future happiness of sexual intercourse and by destiny remained sunless. Later, with the king's permission, the great saint Vashishta begot a child in the womb of Madhyanti. Savai saptasama garbham abhibhran navyajayata jagnesh manodaram tasya soshmakastena katyate. Madhyanti bore the child within the womb for 7 years and did not give birth. Therefore, Vashishta struck her abdomen with a stone, and then the child was born. Consequently, the child was known as Ashmaka, the child born of a stone. Ashmakad paliko jagye yas tripi parirakshitaha nari kavacha ityukto nikshatre mulako bhavat. From Ashmaka, Balika took birth. Because Balika was surrounded by women and was therefore saved from the anger of Parshuram, he was known as Nari Kavacha, one who is protected by women. When Parshuram vanquished all the Kshatriyas, Balika became the progenitor of more Kshatriyas. Therefore, he was known as Mulaka, the root of the Kshatriya dynasty. Tato darsharatas tasmad putra aira vidis tataha raja vishvasaho yasya katvangas chakravartyaput. From Balika came a son named Dasharat. From Dasharat came a son named Airaviddhi. And from Airaviddhi came King Vishvasaha. The son of King Vishvasaha was the famous Maharaj Katvanga. Okay, give some water. Yo, Devair, Artito, Daityan, Avadhi, Yuti, Durjayaha, Muhurtam, Ayur, Gat Vaitya, Swapuram, Santate, Manaha, Yo Devair Artito Daityan. Avadhid Yudhidur Jayaha Hurtam Ayur Gat Vaitya Swapuram Sadate Manaha Yo Devair Artito Daityan Avadhid Yudhidur Jayaha Gurtam Ayur Gat Vaitya Swapuram Sadate Manaha. Yodivar Artito Gatva Gurtam Ayur Gat Vaitya
Swapuram Puram Sandade Manaha
Swapuram Sandade Manaha Yodivar Artito Daityan
Yodivar Artito Daityan
Abadhi Yuti Durjayaha
Abadhi Yuti Durjayaha
Gurtam Ayur Gat Vaitya
Gurtam Ayur Gat Vaitya
Swapuram Sandade Manaha
Someone else? Ladies? Anyone else? Okay. Yo, Devair, Yaha, King Katvanga. Who? Devaihi, by the demigods. Artataha, being requested. Daityan, the demons. Avadhit, killed. Yuti, in a fight. Durjayaha, very fierce. Muhurtam, for a second only. Ayuhu, duration of life. Gatva, knowing. Etya, approached. Swapuram, his own abode. Santate, fixed. Manaha, the mind. King Katvamga was unconquerable in any fight. Requested by the demigods to join them in fighting the demons, he won victory, and the demigods, being very pleased, wanted to give him a benediction. The king inquired from them about the duration of his life and was informed that he had only one moment more. Thus he immediately left his palace and went to his own residence, where he engaged his mind fully on the lotus feet of the Lord. Purport. The example of Maharaj Katvanga in performing devotional service is brilliant. Maharaj Katvanga engaged himself for only a moment in devotional service to the Lord, but he was promoted back to Godhead. Therefore, if one practices devotional service from the very beginning of his life, surely he will return home back to Godhead without a doubt. Asangshaya. In Bhagavad Gita, the word asangshaya is used to describe the devotee. There the Lord himself gives this instruction. Maya saktamana partha yogam yunjan manashraya asangshayam samagrammam yatha kyasisi tachtranu. Now hear, O son of Krita, Arjuna, how by practicing yoga in full consciousness of me, with mind attached to me, you can know me in full, free from doubt. The Lord also instructs, Janma karma chame divyam evam yo veti tattvataha chatva deham punar janma naiti maneti sorjana. One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving the body, take his birth again in this material world, but attains my eternal abode, O Arjuna. Therefore, from the very beginning of one's life, one should practice bhakti yoga, which increases one's attachment for Krishna. If one daily sees the deity in the temple, makes offerings by worshipping the deity, chants the holy name of the personality of Godhead, and preaches about the glorious activities of the Lord as much as possible, he thus becomes attached to Krishna. This attachment is called asakti. When one's mind is attached to Krishna, maya saktavana partha, one can fulfill the mission of life in one human birth. If one misses this opportunity, one does not know where he is going, how long he will remain in the cycle of birth and death, and when he will again achieve the human form of life and the chance to return home back to Godhead. The most intelligent person, therefore, uses every moment of his life to render loving service to the Lord. Om Ajnana Timirantasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurin Miditam Jena Tasmai Shri Udave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manopistam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Shvayam Rupa Kadha Mayam Tathati Shapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jatapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Shagrashatam Shahagana Raganatan Vitam Stam Sajivam Shadaitam Shavadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Shahagana Ladita Shri Vishakam Vitamscha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhau, dina bandho jagatpate gopesha gopika kanta radha kanta namostute tapta kam shana gaurangi radhe vrindavaneshwari prashabhanu sute devi pranamami hodi priye vanchako patarubhyascha kripasindho bhyevacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Yo devair artito daityan avadhit yuti durjayaha muhurtam ayur gat vaitya svapuram sandate manaha. So, Devairartita, being requested by the demigods, King Katvanga was very powerful, unconquerable in fighting against the demons. And therefore, the demigods, being pleased, gave him a benediction. What benediction would you like? I'd like to know how much longer I'll live. How much longer will I live? Sometimes people go to an astrologer and they want to know the answer to that question. How much longer do I have? So the king asked the demigods, how much longer will I live? Or when will I die? Same question. Muhurtam ayur gat vaitya. So he came to know that he had one moment left. All right, one moment, let me surrender to Krishna. Svapuram sandate manaha. He returned to his residence and fixed his mind. Sandate manaha. Fixed his mind on the lotus feet of Krishna. Savai mana Krishna padaravindi. In the Bhagavad Gita, or in the Bhagavatam, the question is asked, what is the use of a long life which is wasted without self-realization? Ayur, the trees, they live for sometimes thousands of years. What is the use of living of their life? Oh, the tree is so wonderful. It's people, they do, they go to the forest where those trees are and they wonder how wonderful it is, how astonishing, how grand that these trees are living for thousands of years. But what is the use of their living for thousands of years? Without self-realization. It's useless imprisonment. They're forced to stand as trees for thousands of years and no self-realization. So it's a kind of punishment. So the human being has the opportunity for spiritual realization, but if he doesn't use it, then his life is a failure. Prabhavastava dapoda jata yavana jigyasata atma tattva. As long as one fails to inquire about spiritual realization, Krishna consciousness. His life is parabhava, a failure, a defeat. So the Bhagavatam says, better one moment of self-realization than the long life wasted without Krishna consciousness. So here's the practical illustration. Maharaj Katvanga only had one moment, but he used it perfectly. People have years and years and years, and they waste them all. And the king had one moment, and he used it for Krishna. Attained perfection. Prakshit Maharaj also, he came to know, I have 7 days more. The materialist would think, all right, if I have only 7 days, how much sense gratification can I pack into it? Whatever I haven't done, whatever I can still do. So people get a weekend, so they want to pack it as much into that weekend as they can for sense enjoyment. Do as much, enjoy as much. So Prakshit Maharaj came to know, I have 7 days. And he was still a young man. His senses were strong. He could have thought that at least for these 7 days, let me go down in grand style. But instead, he left everything. His kingdom, his royal dress, his wife, his queen, everything. And went to the Ganges to inquire about spiritual realization. So here, Katvanga Maharaj also came to know, I have one moment left. So in that moment, let me surrender to Krishna. That was his determination. So therefore, Prabhupada says, brilliant. His life was brilliant. Whatever else he did in his life isn't discussed. He fought for the demigods, all right. But this is the most brilliant feature, that at the end of his life, he had one moment and he used it perfectly. In the Bhagavad Gita also, Swalpam Apyasya Dharmasya Trayate Mahato Payat, even the slightest devotional service can save one. So, one moment. Just as it said, Lava Matra Shadu Shange Sarvashiddhi Yuvai. By one moment's association, less than a moment, just the slightest association with the pure devotee of Krishna can enable one to attain freedom from birth and death and go back home, back to Godhead. So the king must have already had the good fortune of spiritual instruction, spiritual association, because he knew, now I have to use this time for the however brief. The Prabhupada used to quote Chanakya Pandit that one shouldn't even waste a moment because each moment is worth millions of dollars. Svarna koti bhi. If however much gold you might have, you couldn't redeem it for even a minute or half a minute or a second of time lost. So how valuable time is. Valuable time is. So here's the example that he only had one moment, but by using it properly, he attained the perfection of life. Santadhe Manaha, he fixed his mind. The mind is the center of yoga practice. So he fixed his mind on the lotus feet of Krishna.
and engaged himself in devotional service from of the Lord. But it's not that one should think, all right, this is the example, that at the very end, at the last moment, you just fix your mind on Krishna and go back to Godhead. Until then, let us enjoy. Or let us glide. And at the end, we'll be like Katvanga Maharaj, gloriously we'll remember Krishna. That's like the student who thinks that, why should I study for the exams? I'll be like Rabindranath Tagore and get an honorary degree. That doesn't come so easily. One has to do the work. So, therefore, Srila Prabhupada mentioned from the very beginning, one should engage oneself in Krishna consciousness from the very beginning of life. Komara atre pragya dharma bhagavatani. Durlabham manava janma tadapi andruvam artatam. Human life is very rare and brief also. But in this brief human life, one can get the highest perfection by engaging in devotional service to Krishna. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj advised his friends that from the very beginning, Komara, from, say, already 5 years of age, one should engage in the service of Krishna. So, engaging in the service of Krishna means fixing one's mind. Maya sakta mana, to fix one's mind on the lotus feet of Krishna. There are so many other things to attract the mind. So, fixing the mind on the lotus feet of Krishna means to become more absorbed, more and more absorbed in Krishna consciousness, so that other things become insignificant. Maya sakta, because one is attached to Krishna. If one is attached to Krishna, yaha Krishna taha maya nahiyadakar, then one can't be attracted to maya. Maya sakta mana partha yogam yindra mayashraya, taking shelter of Krishna. Then asam shayam samagram maam yata gas as he touched Juno. One can know Krishna in full as far as possible. No one can fully know Krishna. Even Krishna doesn't fully know the extent of his own glories. But one can be sufficiently absorbed in Krishna consciousness so that at the end of life, with the mind fixed on Krishna, one goes back to Krishna. What is that? Yam yam vapi smaran pavam chajajante kalevala tam tam evaiti kanteha sadata pavapavam. Whatever one's mind is absorbed in at the time of death determines one's next destination. So one should simply hear about Krishna from the pure devotees, engage in service to the Lord, and distribute the glories of the Lord. If one daily sees the deity, chants the holy name, and preaches about the glorious activities of the Lord as much as possible, he becomes attached to Krishna. The public distribution of Krishna consciousness helps the distributor fix his own mind. One becomes more convinced, more strong, more attached, seeing the materialistic people in general, suffering without spiritual realization, without Krishna consciousness. He becomes more aware, how valuable is this Krishna consciousness, how important, how crucial. So, and the Lord becomes pleased also that this devotee of mine is spreading Krishna consciousness to others. Nachatasman manusheshu kaschin ma, kaschin me priyakritama. No one is more dear to me than the person who is spreading my glories. So dadami buddhi yogam tam yena mam upayanti te. When the Lord sees someone is preaching about me, someone's glorifying me, someone's serving me by bringing others to Krishna consciousness, then from within the heart, the Lord gives him intelligence how to serve, how to be more and more Krishna conscious, yena mam upayanti te, so that he can be successful in his program and at the end go back home, back to Godhead. Asamshaya means without any doubt. Shamshaya means doubt, and asamshaya, undoubtedly, the Lord declares that he'll come back to me. Hare Krishna. Any questions?
Just now you finished the class by saying that Krishna says, whoever preaches my glory is very dear to me. In these days, nowadays, in Kali Yuga, we see that we have to go out and work. So we, people in general, devotees in general, especially the girls, the devotees staying at home, they don't find time to go out and do book distribution and preach. So what about them?
Well, first thing is, if one avoids grihastha life, then the question doesn't arise. Second thing is, all right, now he's a grihastha, still the grihastha will have so many opportunities for preaching, if that's what he's looking for. If he's looking to remember Krishna and bring others to Krishna, he'll have so much scope. And if he's looking to burrow into his household life and be comfortable and forget Krishna, then Krishna will help him in that direction. But the householder who's serious, when he's working, everyone who's working has co-workers. The co-workers talk about so many things among themselves. And generally the co-workers talk about what interests them. Soccer or sex or the weekend or politics. Or so many things. Shrotavyad, Nirajendra. Rinam, Santi, Sahasra, so thousands of topics. But generally they're fixed. Someone's a sci-fi fan, someone's a this fan, that fan. They talk about it. So, all right, we're Krishna fans.
I will.
So if you can talk about what interests you, I'll talk about what interests me. So the opportunity is there. One has co-workers. All right, they'll think this man is always talking about Krishna. Good. Why does he always talk about Krishna? I don't know. He's some sort of Krishna nut. All right, they're chanting Hare Krishna. Or maybe they'll be attracted also. They'll think that this is nice. He looks like Jim's got something. One can distribute prasadam also, distribute books to the co-workers. So at work also there's some opportunity, or wherever he goes, whoever he meets, to the store, to this place, that place, and tell people about Krishna. If he always has a book in his bag, in his pocket, then he's always equipped. Whenever he meets someone who may be even slightly interested, he's armed and dangerous. He can deliver a book. On the weekends, he can take the opportunity for Sankirtan. So much of our book distribution these days is done by the grihastha devotees on their weekends. Instead of wasting their weekends hanging out, they look forward to the opportunity to go out and distribute Krishna consciousness. Apart from that, householder life means social activities. So they can have the householders invite their friends to their home for some party, some social gathering. So the grihasthas can do that also. Have some program at their home. People sometimes they're a little reluctant to come to the temple. The temple is a formal place of worship. I wouldn't be caught dead in a temple. But to go to someone's home is comfortable, is easy, other people who are like you, they're connected in some way, family life. So you can have some program and invite people to come to your home, feed them nicely, chant Hare Krishna, speak something from Bhagavad Gita as it is, Srimad Bhagavatam, and it will spread. It's not that, and after all, so many people are also married, so they'll see the example. Oh, I thought you had to be a monk. No, no. Your wife is there, children are there, everything's there, nice house, good food. Only one thing, that we've placed Krishna in the center of all this business. Spiritual realization is in the center, not material forgetfulness. So if the grahasta is serious, he can be as good as a brahmachari, Prabhupada said. The grahasthas can spread Krishna consciousness very effectively. Just not waste time. Television, internet, this, that. Use the opportunity. And grahasta life is also a preaching platform. It's also a preaching platform. Okay.
Sadhu Sangha, especially the pure devotee. But one might come into contact with someone that's very advanced, physical contact, but not actually take their association. So what is like preventing us from actually getting that Sangha? And how can we
One may get the association of an advanced devotee physically, but not take advantage. That's our misfortune. There are people that come in touch with a pure devotee and they want to cheat him in business, or they want to get some blessing for material happiness, or they don't understand what to do. So one should be in the Krishna consciousness movement. We're training people how to associate with pure devotees, to inquire from them. Shushushaya began, what is that? Shushushaya. Shushushaya Paganapan. What is that? Shushushaya. Shushushaya Paganapan. Meaning is that with great submissiveness, one should serve the pure devotee whose heart is free from unwanted things like the tendency to criticize others. A devotee who's very expert in Krishna consciousness. One should serve him. For that, we're training how to do that. And the grahasthas can invite the pure devotee to their home and request him to enlighten them. Krishna Katha, or the anyone. The business of the pure devotee is to speak about Krishna and engage in Krishna's service, engage others in Krishna's service. How can I serve? So, yes.
So one might think personal service counts as service.
Personal, so everything's personal. Distributing books is personal.
So that counts as service to the advanced devotee.
Yes. It's not just physical service, immediate physical service, but it's serving the mission of the spiritual master, serving the mission of the pure devotee. Yes. That's more important. Physical service is good, but that's only sometimes available. But serving the message of the spiritual master is always available. Something else?
But then they also say that when one acts in this way, then in the heart Krishna will reveal how to get
yes.
association.
Hmm?
How to get and make the best advantage, take the best
yes.
advantage.
Yes, if one is serious and sincere, then Krishna will instruct him from within. Here's what to do, here's what to do. He'll instruct him, approach this devotee, serve him, hear from him. Yes. Isn't that right? Should be done.